Today, we're going to talk about anger. And if you guys have been there, I've been putting a lot of little shorts talking about how I regulate my emotions due to anger, frustration, being pissed off in different situations. And just things that I've done, that I do, I just feel pissed. I feel angry, whether it's in the car, someone cuts me off, someone tells me no. It's something that I don't want to really accept. Right, there's a lot of things that happen that make us angry, and this is just one of the things. And there's a lot of different things that we can do to downgrade and feel better, but we don't do it, mainly because we don't know, right? Mainly because we don't understand why. And a lot of our, you can say, negative emotions, anger is a negative emotion, like guilt. I don't know the other ones. Is sadness a negative emotion? I guess so. And anger is a negative emotion, right? And a lot of times people like myself are hardwired to that emotion, where that emotion is so strong and I'm so used to going there so fast that now my body is hardwired to hit that emotion. For instance, do you ever get into a car and you're on the highway and this person, you're in line in traffic the entire time, right? Going straight down, following the traffic. You're in there for half an hour and this motherfucker comes over into the left and tries to sneak their way in into your spot, trying to sneak into this little space that you are trying to not let him into, I get frustrated angry. Like I get fired angry to the point where I always call myself New Jersey Pete, right? Where I'm not letting you in. And I will look at you in the face and say, no, you're not getting in. No. And that's what I do all the time. Like it's here, the bumper to bumper. My wife hates it, by the way. She completely hates that I do this. But it's like, I've been sitting in death for so long, and now you're going to come in and avoid death? No, fuck you, right? And that's where you hear my train of thought already. I can't let it go. And I even said I can't where I can, right? There's so much that I'm hardwired to feel that way that there's a lot more work to do. And we just had a podcast with Steph. She's a great girl, and it was one of the best podcasts that I've had in a while. And she just talks about things like that, where it's like, no, we can. We just have to choose to create that positive outcome, but it's also forever, right? It's a lifestyle. And she even quoted, just like when Pete used to tell me that dieting, I can't just get on a diet. I have to change something in my life to create a lifestyle change. And that's what this is. That's what these things are. And today I usually go to TIP, and I'm sure everyone has heard of TIP because it's intense, right? Everyone's like, oh my God, jump inside a pool, jump side ice, put ice on your face. Do things. Yes, very important. But that's a different type. That's distress tolerance, right? That's something that's pretty high. Now we got to bring it down to a more regulatory level. Now, what if I'm in my car and I don't have ice? What am I going to do? Putting water in my face is not going to work at that point. There's got to be other things. And so I asked my therapist this. I was like, what do I do at this point? And she guided me into emotional regulation, where I'm about to get to that boiling point, but I got to bring it down. And again, I made a video on it where I do some self-soothe stuff that might be a little bit different. Maybe I think that's mindfulness that we can go into. But today, emotional regulation is something she guided me to because, I always go to TIP. Which is, if you guys don't know what TIP is, it's distress tolerance, it's temperature change, increase exercise, or increase, I guess, your heart rate. So I guess increase exercise, paced breathing, and then progressive muscle relaxation. So I believe it's in that order. I might be wrong on the other two P's, but I'm on that to check it out anyway. So I'll definitely talk about that more. But I want to talk about emotion regulation. And again, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a doctor, so I'm just telling you what it is they tell me to do, and I express on what I'm working on. So maybe this conversation can help you in this this time in life. So the goal of emotional regulation is to decrease, is that a word? Labile? Lobily? That might be a typo. You tell me. Labile. I don't know. If it is, never been there. If it's in charades, I would have lost. If it was on Jeopardy, I would have lost. So Scrabble, never would have got that word. Labile, mood, and emotions. Decrease problems with anger. Let me start over because, of course, my stupid ass ranted. The goal is to grease it up. The goal is to decrease something, mood, and emotions. Maybe volatile? Decrease problems with anger and intense emotional reactions. Reduce vulnerability to negative emotions and increase positive experiences. So the first one is please, right? This emotional regulation is called fleas. It's made to reduce vulnerability and negative emotions. Again, I'm reading from this. This is not anything that I know or understand. I'm starting to understand it now. Please is treat the physical illness. Physical, that's the P. So that's an acronym, please. Illness, PL, treat the physical illness. Balanced eating. Avoid mood-altering drugs or alcohol. Balance sleep, which is going to be my next podcast for sure. We're going to talk about how sleep is the most important thing you need. And balanced exercise. So please, treat physical illnesses, balanced eating, avoid mood-altering drugs or alcohol, balanced sleep, and balanced exercise. If you notice, all those things is lifestyle. Everything inside there is a lifestyle change. And it's having balance in between. Like for me, I would have a unbalanced there because I would use mood-altering drugs to cope. I would not sleep. I would have an over a consumption of exercise, and I would not treat my physical illness, and then I would mood eat and or starve myself and or diet or do something restrictive, right? I was completely all over the place, and I'd never had that part in line. The second one is build mastery. Do things that make you feel competent, self-confident, in control, and capable of mastering things. So she told me here is to make sure I do things where I feel like doing this podcast. Doing this podcast is great for me because it makes me feel confident. It makes me feel competent. It makes me feel like I'm doing something in this world to give back. And that's very important to me, right? Doing things to feel confident for myself, but at the same time, hopefully help someone else feel more confident. So that's why she really does like this avenue that I'm doing, because as long as I say that I'm a doctor or a therapist, or otherwise she fucking hates me. And then I'm really starting to build that mastery for myself. Okay. Number three is build positive experiences. We talked about this with Steph, building positive experiences. And she talked about so many different positive experiences that I did not think would count as them. All right. And I'll, you know, when you get to that podcast, come back, because we're definitely going to pop that one in there. It's amazing. So the definition here is increase the number of events that promote positive emotions, i.e. love, joy, pride, self-confidence, and calm, which means positive experiences. Get outside with a friend. Do something fun. Even though your anxiety might say no, get out there with someone that you trust, that you know you're going to have a good time with, that you know you can vent to, but not make it a negative experience. Because you do know there's times where you're like, hey, let's go to a party. Let's go out drinking. Is that really a positive experience? Because it may feel positive when we go out and drinking in the club or go out drinking at the bar. It's positive and fun, but then there's a lot of regret. There's a lot of no feeling good the next day. So was that really a positive experience? No, it wasn't. Sure, the conversations might have been great if you actually remembered it, but at the same time, the next day, it does not help feeling like shit and or a little bit more dehydrated and trying to now recover from a so-called positive experience. Trust me, I've done it a lot. I've done it a lot trying to make that sort of thing a positive experience. Maybe taking a yoga class. What I've learned now is that being in the gym and helping people work out, it's a positive experience for them, right? Going out and going to a class or doing something that you said you were going to do is completely something that is positive. It's something that makes them calm. It's something that gives them self-confidence. So taking a class, doing something active, doing something that you said you were going to do, whether it's a walk or a run or a hike or a ruck, whatever it is, get out there and do it, because you could check it off as something positive. The fourth one is opposite to emotion action. So opposite to emotion. Every emotion has behaviors commonly associated with it. When dealing with a tough emotion, try to do the opposite action. For example, approach rather than avoid, and connect rather than disconnect. This is what I do inside my car, right? Because I will sit in my car picking up the kids, and I made a lot of shorts on this. I've been making shorts on this one more recently because I would sit in my car and think about half the things and scenarios that are going to happen outside waiting for my kids to come out of school. Like completely out of the wall. Like, is this really, they're going to talk to me. Someone doesn't like my shoes. Someone's going to make fun of my Crocs. Someone doesn't like my socks and my outfit. Someone's going to talk shit about me. Oh, that's a guy from the PTA. He even makes terrible videos. Oh, he's going to try to make me join the PTA. Who is this guy? Like, these are the things that I think people are saying about me. And they may. And they may. But we have to do our best to get out there and disconnect that normal hardwiring of what it is we're thinking. Because I'm thinking all these things and I have these things in my thought. And to me, they're completely going to be real. And they might get out there and they may validate it. But it doesn't mean it's bad. Right? So taking the time to kind of go into the opposite of your emotion where you're scared, anxious, not frustrated. I would say shy, maybe. I don't know. And just get out there and do it. You know, someone may give you a call. Like, hey, do you want to hang out? And you're like, yeah, I'll hang out. And then the time comes, you're like, fuck, I don't want to hang out. I don't want to do this. I just want to stay home and be comfortable and watch Netflix and just chill out and have a glass of wine. Get out. It doesn't mean you have to go to the bar. Maybe they just want to go grab a cup of coffee or go for a walk. Maybe you can suggest doing something different. You know, you can also suggest the things to do. Maybe go for a hike instead of a drink without smoking pot during the hike. I don't know, you know, but that's your call. That's your call. I'm just trying to give you options here. Because a lot of times when we think about going out, we're going out to dinner. We're going out for a drink. And that's it. No one ever says, hey, do you want to go out and go for a hike? Hey, do you want to strap a backpack on, put some bricks in there, and let's go for a walk and talk? No, because it's not a societal whatever. But if you just meet and talk and just get out there and do something fun while moving, you know, mobility is key. So keep it moving and be mobile. And I'm sure it's going to help regulate that emotion. All right. The last one is something I do a lot, especially when I'm in places of self-harm, right? I'll have to do one first and then get to this one after. But if I could catch it beforehand, then I'll do this one, which is urge surfing or riding the wave, they would say. Emotions and impulses come and go like waves. Try to tolerate the wave of the emotion or the impulse urge until it passes. So what it is when I'm having anxiety or even so much a panic attack that's about to come, it's coming. Right. And the worst thing that we can do is be like, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. No way. No anxiety. I can't get anxiety now. No way. I'm not going to have a panic attack. I won't have a panic attack. I won't have a panic attack. Not now. Not now. That's kind of what you do. Right. It's going to wave. It's going to hit a peak and it's going to come down. Right. I'm not sure how long that is for you. But we got to use those things where we can use mindfulness, where we can use some of these emotional regulations to bring that down, right? Think about things, observe the moment, stay in your breath, hang on out, stay in it. It's happening. Allow it to happen. Don't fight it. Accept the fact that the emotion is happening. You are having anxiety. You may have an anxiety attack. Wait for it. Ride it out. So that's called urge surfing. For me, whenever I get frustrated, I don't know what to do. I want to hurt people. I want to hurt myself, right? Because I would feel guilty if I hurt someone else. So I'd rather just me take the pain. And I'll ride the wave. And it's hard, man. Like when it's like a really intense wave, it's up. And like, I know my knife is there. I know I can burn myself. I know I could punch myself in the face 1,000 times till my face gets swollen. I know I could smash my head into a mirror. I know I can do all these things because that's the things that I used to do. But I know it's also going to pass now. So by me taking my breaths, observing my moment, observing something, right? Knowing that it's there and accepting the fact that this is going to go and it's going to happen regardless. So just let it go and let it happen. It's going to come down. Now, once it comes down, I could move into other things too, right? So it's happening. I'll breathe. I'll focus on the road. If it's too rough, especially like panic attacks on the road, I pull over. Like I'll get off because I'll get lightheaded. My hands and arms and feet get cold. It's really weird. It's such a weird feeling because it only happened here. It only happened when I moved here in Las Vegas. It never happened in New Jersey. Maybe it's because it's a new area. It's a new view. It's a new spatial awareness that I'm not comfortable with. So I do get panicky that I'm going to kill my kids, right? That I'm going to die because of an accident, and I'm going to take my kids with me in that accident. And I'm scared of that. You know, that's the biggest fear I have. I don't think I've ever told anyone that. And that's what I feel. I feel like I'm going to crash and I'm going to kill my children, my family. And I'm scared because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't understand why this is happening to me. Why is this emotion so intense now? Never was. Garden State Parkway, Lincoln Tunnel, Brooklyn Bridge. It didn't matter. Never scared. I was on a bridge. Right, we're on bridges crossing over the Hudson River. We're in a tunnel underneath the ground where it can explode on us. Never bothered me. Why is it now? Why is it now that these are kicking in and punching in? I cannot explain it. But I do know that I can control the emotions that come with that. And earth surfing has helped me a whole lot. All right, so emotional regulation are just things that you can do as a lifestyle to prevent bigger things happening later on, right? Things like, please, getting a routine of treating the physical illness, go talk to someone, go to therapy, go to a psychiatrist, whatever, understand what you're doing, balance eating, get into a great diet, something that you could do, one smaller two or three lifestyle changes. If you need help on that, please message me. I'm a professional at that. I will send you stuff. I will make you stuff, whatever it is. Tell me. Avoid mood-altering drugs. That I can't help you with. That's on you, right? Find friends that don't drink. Balance sleep, balance exercise. I'm a pro. Definitely going to talk more about balanced sleep in the next podcast and understanding sleep habits or sleep hygiene, because that's the first thing they talk about in group or when you're in hospital, is making sure that you're sleeping good, sleeping right, sleeping enough. People definitely do not put that into consideration, that sleep can be the biggest thing in this world of mental health. Sleep. It's the biggest medicine we got. And a lot of people overlook that, and they're looking for drugs or they're looking for meditation or answers first, but you got to look at your sleep first. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much about that. Just going to let you know that's there, right? Building mastery. Do things that make you feel good. Do things that make you feel confident and proud. You know, think about things that where you were confident and where you were proud of those moments, and go back to them and maybe recreate them or do something that you love. For me, training was always something I loved. It's always something that I cared for. It's always something that was a part of me. It's always something I was really good at. And I took it away for a long time because it hurt me. Right? I got hurt emotionally and physically. But it's great to be back. It's great to be back on the floor, talking to people, screaming, making them laugh, maybe. I don't know. It's a new tough crowd these days over here. I'm not used to Pete's humor yet, trying to control my potty mouth. But at the same time, I know it's going to be great. Build positive experiences. Do something different. Get out there and go for a walk. I say hike now because we're in Vegas and everyone just hikes, and hiking is huge in Jersey. If you're listening, like, I don't know where to go, but just get out there. Get out there, go to the beach, take a ride down the shore, and maybe walk on the boardwalk while it's not open, right? Go walk on the beach with someone. Take your loved ones and just go have a great time and create these wonderful positive experiences with them. Opposite emotion, probably the hardest one, right? For me, hardest one is opposite emotion, is trying to think differently of what the thought is you want to do. Perfect example is when I'm sitting in my car and I don't want to go out and talk to people, having social anxiety, for me to get out there and just to stand there. Maybe not. I don't talk to anyone. Did I say that right? Talk to anyone and just stand there. Who cares if you're looking at your phone? Everyone else is looking at their phone too. I tend to not bring my phone with me because I don't want to sit up there on my phone while I'm standing there. But this week, I'm standing out there more and just, you know, give people the old pound, what's going on, and that's it. Everyone minds their own business. No one's digging me on stuff. No one is. I think I talk more than anyone else when I get out there anyway. And then earth surfing. Earth surfing is just know that it's going to be over. Right, I feel like the most important lesson in urge surfing is we think that that intense emotion is going to last forever and ever and ever, but it's not. It's a period of time. It's going to go away. It's going to go high. And as long as you know and accept it, it's going to be there. And now let's do some skills to get that urge down. It's going to dissipate. It's going to go down. All right. So I want to make sure we talked about different things that we can do besides TIP, besides the really intense ones for distress tolerance. But we'll talk about distress tolerance. There's different ones that we use in DBT, and DBT is kind of broken up into different things like mindfulness. Let me go through the thing. Distress tolerance. The goal of distress tolerance is to decrease impulsive activity, accept reality, and gain in crisis survival skills. So it's a very intense one. Emotional regulation, exactly what we talked about. Interpersonal effectiveness. The goal is to decrease interpersonal chaos. So those are the four. I think it's four, right? I was going to say five, but it's four. Mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotional regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness. All sounds like jargon, but I want to make it easy for you to understand. And that's why I made this podcast. I made this podcast, recreated this podcast, to make sure you understand what it is I ask my therapist to help me out in my intense situations so I could better learn more about myself so I can help other people learn more about themselves. And that's why we're here. All right. I'll see you guys later. Check out the YouTube shorts. Make sure you guys go through all of them if you can. If you're on the podcast, leave a 5-star review because we're that fucking amazing. And if you can, please like, subscribe, and comment. And I will talk to you guys later. This is Pete from the Mental Mobility Podcast. I will see you guys soon. Until next time, until we get damn dirty.